costs are lower. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion bid to buy most of Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems, the city's largest employer. Tom Schein has more.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, its largest supplier and Wichita's largest employer. The Journal also reports that Spirit would sell plants in North Carolina and Northern Ireland, which make parts for Airbus, to the European plane maker. After a series of manufacturing problems on its 737 program, Boeing wants to regain tighter controls of its supply chain. Spirit makes about 70% of the 737, including its fuselage. Boeing has been in talks to buy Spirit since at least March. Spirit was formed in 2005. I'm Tom Schein.
The Biden administration says it will appeal rulings by federal judges in Kansas and Missouri that partially blocked the president's latest plan to forgive student loans. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey led those lawsuits. The two judges halted parts of the plan. The ruling does not affect those who already had student debt canceled. But Winston Berkman Breen, the legal director at the Student Borrower Protection Center, says the rulings bring uncertainty for many others.
So that cancellation is now a little bit in limbo, right? The ability for people who haven't yet gotten their debts canceled, that's up in the air about whether that'll happen and when.
So far, the Biden administration has approved debt cancellation for more than 400,000 borrowers. According to U.S. Census data, nearly 9% of Kansans don't have health insurance. For Hispanic Kansans, that percentage more than doubles. The Kansas Health Institute will be hosting an event tomorrow in Topeka to discuss why that disparity exists. Linda Shepherd with the Kansas Health Institute says the state has seen some slight gains in the number of people with health insurance, but the number of insured Hispanic Kansans isn't improving at the same rate.
If people don't have health insurance, they're going to be less healthy. You know, they're not out there getting the preventive care that they need. They probably don't have a relationship established with a primary care provider.
Tomorrow's event is open to the public. It runs from 10 to 11:30 a.m. in Topeka. Shepherd says there will be Spanish translation available, and there are virtual and in-person options to attend. Those interested should register online at khi.org. That's khi.org. In Major League Baseball, the Marlins defeated the Royals 2-1. The Royals are scheduled to play the Marlins again this afternoon in Kansas City. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.
This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. You're probably familiar with Habitat for Humanity. It's a nonprofit agency that builds homes for people, right?
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages.
Get out of here. Apparently it's true, and coming up later this hour, we will learn more about Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, which just so happens to be in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of June.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org.
We'll talk to the Manhattan man running Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. That's coming up at about 6:45 this morning here on Morning Edition. A look at the forecast straight ahead.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Some good news on the weather front. The severe thunderstorm watch issued earlier for a portion of the KPR listening area has been canceled. There's still a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, but it's primarily for southeast Kansas. According to the latest radar images from the National Weather Service, a good portion of the showers and storms that have been moving through eastern Kansas are trying to exit through southeast Kansas and into western Missouri. For today, sunny and hot weather, at least for this afternoon. We'll have a high of 88. Slight chance for showers and storms after midnight tonight, a low of 68. And tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 85 on Thursday. Again, showers and thunderstorms moving from east central and southeast Kansas into western Missouri, but for the next couple of hours, southeast Kansas will continue to get showers and thunderstorms. Here in Lawrence, cloudy and 71. Manhattan, cloudy and 73. A severe thunderstorm in the Chanute area, 75 degrees there. And in Emporia, cloudy, wet, and 74 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7 p.m., keeping an eye on the regional news headlines and on the weather. Speaking of the weather, showers and thunderstorms still possible across eastern Kansas, mostly in east central and southeast Kansas this morning. The rain will give way to sunny skies and hot weather. We'll have a high of 88. Right now at KU, it's cloudy and 71 degrees.
Live from NPR and Diplomatic Cables, this is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion offer to buy most of Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, its largest parts supplier. It also reports that Spirit would sell plants in North Carolina and Northern Ireland that make parts for Airbus. Boeing has been in talks for months to purchase Spirit. After a series of problems in its 737 program, Boeing wants tighter control of its supply chain. Spirit makes about 70% of the 737. The Biden administration will appeal rulings by federal judges in Kansas and Missouri that partially blocked Biden's latest plan to forgive student loans. Zane Irwin reports.
I'm Zane Irwin.
Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the nonprofit agency does far more than simply build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, which does quite a bit.
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages. We work with the USDA when we're working in a rural area. They're a phenomenal partner through a program called 502, and the USDA 502 program has an interest rate between 1 and 4%. We provide gap financing. Many Habitat affiliates offer that gap financing at 0% interest.
Wow. Who knew? We'll learn more by listening to Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, coming up in about 10 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition. In sports, the Marlins got the best of the Royals 2-1 yesterday. Kansas City Royals are scheduled to play the Marlins again this afternoon in Kansas City if it's not too wet. Showers and thunderstorms still rolling across eastern Kansas this morning. It will be sunny and hot later with a high of 88 degrees. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Bridge the gap. You can help us rise to the challenge by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity. It's a nonprofit agency that builds homes for people, right? Well, yes, true. But it does a whole lot more than that. It even provides mortgages. you'll hear more about all of this coming up straight ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer.
Cloudy skies here in Lawrence. It's 71 degrees at 644.
Hi there. It's Jeff Watson.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the agency does far more than build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. I recently spoke with the executive director, Josh Brewer, to learn more.
We are a Habitat for Humanity affiliate, like the other affiliates across the state of Kansas who we cooperate with. And our service area is Pottawatomie.
That's Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of June. As you heard, the agency is not only involved in home construction, but home repairs, even mortgage financing. You can learn more about Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills by logging on to the KPR website and looking for the KPR Community Spotlight. And stay tuned next month to see who will fall into the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of July.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The way that presidential campaigns work, the nominee for a major party has to come up with a...
Kansas Public Radio has been serving you since 1952. Way back then, we were just a lonely, hand-me-down radio station called KANU. Since then, we've grown. Kansas Public Radio now includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 7 o'clock. The news is next.
Good morning on this day before
your news from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion bid to buy most of Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. We get more from Tom Schein.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, its largest supplier and Wichita's largest employer. The Journal also reports that Spirit would sell plants in North Carolina and Northern Ireland, which make parts for Airbus, to the European plane maker. After a series of manufacturing problems on its 737 program, Boeing wants to regain tighter controls of its supply chain. Spirit makes about 70% of the 737, including its fuselage. Boeing has been in talks to buy Spirit since at least March. Spirit was formed in 2005. I'm Tom Schein.
The Biden administration says it will appeal rulings by federal judges in Kansas and Missouri that partially blocked the president's latest plan to forgive student loans. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey led those lawsuits. The judges halted parts of the plan. The ruling does not affect those who already had student debt canceled. But Winston Berkman Breen, the legal director at the Student Borrower Protection Center, says the rulings bring a certain level of uncertainty for many others.
So that cancellation is now a little bit in limbo, right? The ability for people who haven't yet gotten their debts canceled, that's up in the air about whether that'll happen and when.
The Biden administration has approved debt cancellation for more than 400,000 borrowers so far. According to U.S. Census data, nearly 9% of Kansans don't have health insurance, and for Hispanic Kansans, that percentage more than doubles. The Kansas Health Institute will be hosting an event tomorrow in Topeka to discuss why that disparity exists. Linda Shepherd with the Kansas Health Institute says the state has seen some slight gains in the number of people with health insurance, but the number of insured Hispanic Kansans isn't improving at the same rate.
If people don't have health insurance, they're going to be less healthy. You know, they're not out there getting the preventive care that they need. They probably don't have a relationship established with a primary care provider.
Tomorrow's event is open to the public and runs from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. Shepherd says there will be Spanish translation available, and there are virtual and in-person options to attend. Registration is appreciated online at khi.org. And Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's love story inspired Hallmark to make a Chiefs-centered romance of their own. The Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark, which is also based in Kansas City, are partnering together to produce Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story which depicts a Chiefs superfan and team staffer falling in love during its Fan of the Year contest. All right. Well, in other sporting news, the Kansas City Royals fell to the Marlins 2-1. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amart.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from MAMA, presenting contemporary swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, October 3rd at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy at Liberty Hall, October 3rd.
Can't afford a home? Have you tried Habitat for Humanity?
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages.
They do more than build and repair homes. Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. We'll hear all about the organization coming up at 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition.
A group of generous members has put together a $25,000 challenge that will be met when you make a pledge right now. Help us meet this match at kansaspublicradio.org. Your support will keep KPR on the air. Thank you for your support.
Eastern Kansas saw quite a few showers and thunderstorms overnight and into the early morning hours. A few showers and storms still lingering in southeast Kansas this morning as they make their way to the southeast into western Missouri, northeastern Oklahoma, even Arkansas. So the showers and storms are moving out of our state. All of this will give way to sunny skies, humid conditions. We'll have a high of 88 degrees today. Right now at the University of Kansas, cloudy and 73.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
All Things Considered is on the air at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting drummer, composer, and producer Micaiah McRaven and a genre-defying performance of jazz and 21st century folk. June 26, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for southeast Kansas, but the storms and showers are moving out of the state. We'll have sunny and hot weather today, high of 88.
Live from NPR News in Washington. NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion offer to buy most of Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, which is Wichita's largest employer. Hispanic Kansans are much less likely to have health insurance than their white, non-Hispanic counterparts. The Kansas Health Institute in Topeka is hosting an event tomorrow to talk about why that is. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
KHI's event is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in Topeka or online. Organizers say they'll dig into the data on uninsured rates in Kansas and then host a panel discussion on why the disparity between racial and ethnic groups exists. Tom Muraznira works in community health and is one of the panelists. He says a lot of factors make it difficult for Hispanic people to access insurance.
I feel like the language barrier, the education, the cost of insurance, and also the pre-existing conditions are the four barriers.
Muraznira says he encourages people from the Hispanic community to attend the event to share their experiences. Register online at khi.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Biden administration says it will appeal rulings by federal judges in Kansas and Missouri that partially block Biden's latest plan to forgive student loans.
Two U.S. district judges halted provisions to lower monthly student loan payments and fast-track debt forgiveness for certain borrowers. Winston Berkman Breen is the legal director at the Student Borrower Protection Center in Washington, D.C. He says the ruling from a Kansas judge plays into a national struggle over the separation of powers.
This is absolutely part of a broader project by conservative states and conservative judges to undo executive authority and undo federal agency authority.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, a Republican, praised the ruling as a check on the executive branch. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's love affair has inspired Hallmark to make a Chiefs-centered romance of their own.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark, which is also based in Kansas City, are partnering to produce Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, which depicts a Chiefs superfan and team staffer falling in love during its Fan of the Year contest. All the buzz around Kelce and Swift's relationships brought renewed worldwide attention to Kansas City, and even more attention to the Chiefs. The superstar lovers even inspired an earlier spoof of a football rom-com with the trailer for the fake movie, Falling for Football. Hallmark's new sports-themed film will begin production in July and will be shot entirely on the Kansas City, Missouri side of the metro, including at Arrowhead Stadium. The movie will premiere during Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas special sometime beginning October. I'm Zach Perez.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
NPR News.
This is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Well, most of us are familiar with Habitat for Humanity. It's a nonprofit agency that builds homes for people.
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages.
What? Well, apparently it's true. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. So what else does this agency do? We'll find out next on KPR's Morning Edition, so don't touch that dial.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Gary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org.
A portion of southeast Kansas remains under a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 a.m. The watch covers Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, Chautauqua, Labette, Wilson, Elk, Montgomery, and Woodson counties. According to radar, most of the showers and thunderstorms have largely exited southeast Kansas at this point, but a few showers and storms still linger. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you here at KPR.
Hey there, it's Destiny, your evening classical host here at KPR, and whether you...
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the agency does far more than build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. We recently spoke with Executive Director Josh Brewer to learn more.
We are a Habitat for Humanity affiliate, like the other affiliates across the state of Kansas who we cooperate with. And our service area is Pottawatomie, Riley, and increasingly
know about Habitat for Humanity here in the Northern Flint Hills.
I think the biggest thing is that we provide access to financial solutions. People know us for our new construction work. They might know us for the ReStore. But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages. We work with the USDA when we're working in a rural area. They're a phenomenal partner. through a program called 502, and the USDA 502 program has an interest rate between 1 and 4%. We provide gap financing. Many Habitat affiliates offer that gap financing at 0% interest. We also work with Kansas Housing, and Kansas Housing has a first-time homebuyer program that we bring to the table, and that's 15 or 20% of the home sales price that is forgiven if you live in the home for 10 years. We provide a very accessible homeownership opportunity. And that's the thing I want most people to understand is they qualify for these programs. Many people hear about Habitat for Humanity and they think someone else needs it more than I do, or I would never be able to achieve that. The reality is you can achieve that, and you are the person that we're here to work with.
That's Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. Habitat for Humanity is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of June. As you heard, the agency is involved in home construction, home repairs, even mortgage financing. Learn more about the KPR Community Spotlight and about Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. And a special thanks to the Wamego Public Library for letting KPR use its facility and gathering space earlier this week so we could record that interview with Josh Brewer.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Business news is up next. Cloudy and 73 degrees here in Lawrence. It's going to be sunny and hot today, a high of 88. Lingering showers and storms are in southeast Kansas. They continue this morning, but they're on their way out.
What do you get when you cross?
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parma, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched.
Lingering showers and storms in southeast Kansas continue this morning, but soon everyone will be sunny and hot here in eastern Kansas. We'll have a high of 88 degrees. It's 8 o'clock.
To NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion bid to buy most of Spirit AeroSystems based in Wichita. Tom Schein reports.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, its largest supplier, and Wichita's largest employer. The Journal also reports that Spirit would sell plants in North Carolina and Northern Ireland, which make parts for Airbus, to the European plane maker. After a series of manufacturing problems on its 737 program, Boeing wants to regain tighter controls of its supply chain. Spirit makes about 70% of the 737, including its fuselage. Boeing has been in talks to buy Spirit since at least March. Spirit was formed in 2005. I'm Tom Schein.
Hispanic Kansans are much less likely to have health insurance than their white, non-Hispanic counterparts. The Kansas Health Institute in Topeka is hosting an event tomorrow to talk about why. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
KHI's event is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in Topeka or online. Organizers say they'll dig into the data on uninsured rates in Kansas and then host a panel discussion on why the disparity between racial and ethnic groups exists. Tom Muraznira works in community health and is one of the panelists. He says a lot of factors make it difficult for Hispanic people to access insurance.
I feel like the language barrier, the education, the cost of the insurance, and also the pre-existing conditions are the four barriers.
Muraznira says he encourages people from the Hispanic community to attend the event to share their experiences. Register online at khi.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's love story inspired Hallmark to make a Chiefs-centered romance of their own. Zach Perez has that story.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark, which is also based in Kansas City, are partnering to produce Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, which depicts a Chiefs superfan and team staffer falling in love during its Fan of the Year contest. All the buzz around Kelce and Swift's relationships brought renewed worldwide attention to Kansas City, and even more attention to the Chiefs. The superstar lovers even inspired an earlier spoof of a football rom-com with the trailer for the fake movie, Falling for Football. Hallmark's new sports-themed film will begin production in July and will be shot entirely on the Kansas City, Missouri side of the metro, including at Arrowhead Stadium. The movie will premiere during Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas special sometime beginning in October. I'm Zach Perez.
And most people are aware that Habitat for Humanity builds houses, but the nonprofit agency is trying to get the word out that it does a whole lot more than that. Josh Brewer leads Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills.
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages. We work with the USDA when we're working in a rural area. They're a phenomenal partner, and the USDA 502 program has an interest rate between 1 and 4%.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. You can learn more about that outfit by logging on to the KPR website and checking out the KPR Community Spotlight. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
8:19 on this Wednesday morning, June 26th, we had a series of showers and thunderstorms across eastern Kansas overnight. The rain has largely moved out of eastern Kansas, and that will leave us with sunny skies today and hot and humid weather, high of 88 expected. Late tonight, a slight chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow, a 30% chance for rain and storms. And tomorrow night, a 70% chance. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, cloudy and 75 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Have you heard about KPR's silent drive? The silent fund drive, it's not so silent, is underway right now at Kansas Public Radio. We're trying to end our fiscal year on a high note. Our fiscal year is coming to an end, and we're about $25,000 or so short of being in good shape. But if you make a contribution right now at kansaspublicradio.org, your contribution will be matched dollar for dollar. And I've just been given an update on our silent drive. So the challenge is a $25,000 match, which comes from a group of generous donors. And right now, we've got $17,215 left in that pool of matching funds. So let me just do the math real quick. We've raised $7,785 during the quiet fund drive at KPR. This money has come from a couple dozen donors. You could be the next one. Pledge in any amount, it'll be matched dollar for dollar during KPR's Summer Quiet Drive Challenge. Pledge safely and securely at kansaspublicradio.org and help us end the fiscal year in good shape.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
I'm Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
After some overnight and early morning showers and thunderstorms, we will have a sunny sky, hot and humid conditions with a high of 88 degrees. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Transparency in government.
For NPR News, I'm Naina Rao in Saipan.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. Boeing is reportedly preparing a $4 billion offer to buy most of Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. The Wall Street Journal reports that Boeing wants to use mostly company stock to buy Spirit, its largest parts supplier. Boeing has been in talks for months to buy Spirit. Spirit is Wichita's largest employer. It makes about 70% of Boeing's 737 jetliner. Hispanic Kansans are less likely, much less likely, to have health insurance than their white non-Hispanic counterparts. The Kansas Health Institute in Topeka is trying to find out why. The Health Institute will be hosting an event tomorrow. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
KHI's event is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in Topeka or online. Organizers say they'll dig into the data on uninsured rates in Kansas and then host a panel discussion on why the disparity between racial and ethnic groups exists. Tom Muraznira works in community health and is one of the panelists. He says a lot of factors make it difficult for Hispanic people to access insurance.
I feel like the language barrier, the education, the cost of insurance, and also the pre-existing conditions are the four barriers.
Muraznira says he encourages people from the Hispanic community to attend the event to share their experiences. Register online at khi.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Biden administration will appeal rulings by federal judges in Kansas and Missouri that partially block Biden's latest plan to forgive student loans.
Two U.S. district judges halted provisions to lower monthly student loan payments and fast-track debt forgiveness for certain borrowers. Winston Berkman Breen is the legal director at the Student Borrower Protection Center in Washington, D.C. He says the ruling from a Kansas judge plays into a national struggle over the separation of powers.
This is absolutely part of a broader project by conservative states and conservative judges to undo executive authority and undo federal agency authority.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, a Republican, praised the ruling as a check on the executive branch. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support for NPR.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Most people are familiar with Habitat for Humanity, but the agency does far more than build houses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. I spoke this week with Executive Director Josh Brewer to learn more.
We are a Habitat for Humanity affiliate, like the other affiliates across the state of Kansas who we cooperate with. And our service area is Pottawatomie, Riley, and increasingly Geary County. And what we do, like the other Habitat for Humanity affiliates, is work with our local communities to advance homeownership. We believe that the reality is you can achieve that, and you are the person that we're here to work with.
That's Josh Brewer, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, based in Manhattan. Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of June. You can learn more about the Community Spotlight on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, announcing their 2024-25 season featuring Imani Wins and Boston Brass, the Addams Family, and more. Packages available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Sunny and hot weather expected. We'll have a high of 88. It's sunny and 74 at KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. During the pandemic, when a lot of schools closed and were struggling, the
Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
8:49 on this Wednesday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. And perhaps it's this time of morning you wonder, what will Cordelia bring us today? Well, she's got a duet from the Pearl Fishers. I don't even know what that is, but she does, and she'll bring it to us. Of course, we're continuing our summertime ever-so-silent fund drive through the classical music hours. We'll listen to a new recording of Horatio Parker's Organ Concerto with organist Paul Jacobs. And we're so excited that you have decided to listen to us and hopefully support us. We'll also be bringing you Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with its Ode to Joy. We're feeling very joyful with the kind of money we're raising during our summer silent drive. You can help out by making your own contribution online. It'll be matched dollar for dollar at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and 74 degrees here in Lawrence. Will warm up to around 88 degrees today.
It's KPR's Quiet Drive, when all gifts will be matched by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
As Morning Edition marches on, it's 8:51.
This is Morning Edition from
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely, and right now all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures. We'll have a high of 88 degrees today. Late tonight, we have a slight chance for showers and storms. We had showers and storms last night and into the morning hours, and we may not be done with the rain. Tomorrow brings a 30% chance. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of showers and storms for the KPR listening area. Get ready for the classics coming up right after the NPR News at 9:01. Classics today include great tunes like Gabriel's Oboe, the duet from the Pearl Fishers, a new recording of Horatio Parker's Organ Concerto with organist Paul Jacobs. We'll also get Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with its Ode to Joy. It's all straight ahead here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman, the founder of